Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Tom Canavan. How are you, Tom?
I'm great today, Chris. Thank you.
Brilliant. We're at the London International Wine Fair today, and you're about to present a tasting on minerality.
Yeah.
Now, minerality, I get a bit narky knickers about minerality because I hear a lot of wine. I taste a lot of wines that, to me, are just nothing wines. And people go, oh, minerality, that's great. And I've been in the trade now for 12 years, and I still don't really know what minerality is. It's a word I don't like using because it seems so vague to me. What is minerality?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And in fact, that is the whole thrust of this tasting. We at the London International Wine Fair, we've got two tastings running each day. One's on the wine gang's selected lower alcohol wines. We want to find some really good wines with less alcohol, with lower alcohol than about 12%. And so that's us saying, these are wines we think really good. What do you think? But the minerality one is a bit different. We've actually called it Exploring Minerality rather than a minerality masterclass or whatever, because what we're saying is, it is a nebulous term. You know, there's a lot of disagreement about whether you can actually taste minerality in a wine. One thing is, a lot of scientists will tell is that although the ground has minerals in it, there's potassium and there's nitrogen and there's all sorts of things in the ground, the grapevine doesn't just kind of soak that up and squirt it into the grapes.
Yeah.
It processes it. Mm. So the idea that you taste those minerals directly from the pressed grapes in the juice is a bit of a fantasy, a lot of people say. But then yesterday I talked to a German winemaker on some of the most mineral slaty slopes, and he said, of course it's in the grapes. He said, you know, if you taste a mineral water, you taste the saltiness, you taste the components of minerality in it. He said, and although the grape does process it, if the roots are into those minerals, and for the whole growing season they're taking up those minerals, of course it's going to impact the fruit. So there's a train of thought that says there are mineral flavors in wine. Where this minerality comes from is a point of great debate. Some people say it's a property of the acidity of the wine.
Well, that's the thing. Because to me, some people use it to describe an acidic backbone of a wine, and some people talk about it as a flavor. And
yeah.
I scratch my head and I just don't really know where to go.
Well, listen, we were the same. We have this same debate going on all the time, what one person's minerality is something else elsewhere. And sometimes what we did was we searched our database for all the wines that we had written the word minerality in. So we're kind of catching ourselves out because we didn't think about this when we were writing those tasting notes. We just wrote the tasting notes. And now with hindsight, we're saying, okay, let's take six wines where we have written the word minerality, put them in front of people, taste them again with those people and discuss it with them. Now, some of them we decide, we put another word in there, like we would say, this has a chalky minerality, or this has a salty minerality. So we kind of qualified it and said why, what we think that minerality is. Other ones we just said, this is a great sense of minerality. So what we're going to do today in the seminar is say to people, okay, here's the wine. We say mineral, what do you say? Can you find it? Can you identify it? Does it make sense to you? Does it sound like nonsense? Where does it come from? So the thing is an exploration, a genuine exploration of what is really a controversial term in wine tasting.
Yeah, I think it is very... Yeah. A lot of people use it, but I find it quite controversial. I must admit, unless it's something obvious, like it's an acidity that's got a real tanginess to it or something like that, I tend to just ignore people who say that.
Well, you know, those words are all revolving around minerality. Some people say the kind of mountain stream wet stone thing that you can find in really crisp Chablis.
In Mâcon Village, yeah.
Mâcon, that's mineral. Some people say the kind of paraffiny, waxy notes of a Riesling, that's mineral. Some people say when you get a red like a Pinot Noir or maybe an unoaked Grenache that has a real kind of brightness in the finish, that's mineral. So there are all these different interpretations, and it's an interesting debate and an interesting... I think there's going to be more about this, more articles, more websites, more discussion of this whole thing, because one thing about minerality is it only applies to wines that people think are great. You never see it written about a cheap supermarket wine. You never see it written about something people don't like. It's always positive. So it's going to be something that's going to be interesting to try and pin down.
Yeah, so you don't actually know exactly what it is yourself, or?
Well, I think I do personally, you know, and I think it can vary. You don't get minerality unless you've got really quite high acidity. It doesn't exist in a big ripe Barossa Shiraz or a big Californian buttery oaky Chardonnay. It just doesn't exist. So it is to do with acidity and crispness. But I think there's something that suddenly says to you, I get scents of salts, of chalk, of mineral things. So I have these kind of clear visions that come to me as I'm tasting the wine. And I think if you and I sit down with a glass between us, I could tell you what I'm tasting and you may or may not identify with it. But I think I can describe it and pinpoint it and get put my finger on it. But the big challenge is, if I'm writing a note that 5,000 people are reading, what will they take from it?
Yeah, I get wines sometimes that are quite chalky or dusty. You know, there's fruit there, but there's a dusty chalkiness on top of the fruit, and that's to me is a flavor, not necessarily an acidity there.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you
yeah.
class that as minerality?
I think you could do that also. You know, the other two explanations are that some people put forward for minerality. One is to do with the fruit, and you know, the quality of the fruit, even the quality of the tannins. You get kind of dustiness to tannins yep. sometimes. The other one is that some people say it's purely sulfur. It's actually reduction in the wine. Mm. It's not a fault, but it's the sulfur element of the wine that is actually giving something that some people say is a mineral flavor too. So there's no doubt it's complex. There's no doubt it's a bit nebulous. And there's no doubt that we will probably never find an answer or common agreement, but it's just such an interesting aspect of wine tasting to discuss this whole concept of minerality.
Do you read other people's notes and see them saying minerality and all this sort of stuff and you go, oh, you know what they're talking about? Or do you just look at it like I do and just say, they're filling in space?
Kind of dismissive. No, I don't. It would never be. If I was looking down a list of wine tastings and they all had one word descriptors and it said minerality, I would dismiss it. But it's usually in the context of describing the whole wine. So when I use it, I've talked about the flavors, I've talked about the textures, I've talked about the general character and drive of the wine, I've talked about the general style of the wine. And I think when I use the word mineral, I hope that it's in the context that builds a whole picture and adds to the picture. Okay. So I hope it is useful.
So minerality is you're thinking of as an adjective for something else. So it's mineral acidity or mineral dustiness or mineral.
Exactly. I almost always qualify it rather than just saying this wine has minerality, because I think that's quite a difficult thing.
Yeah.
And I think qualifying it with a second descriptive word or within the context of something else really does help to define what you mean by mineral. I mean, if I say this wine tastes lemony, that's very straightforward.
Yeah.
If I say it has good structure, which is a bit more nebulous, but even then people can kind of get the concept. It's got, you know, it's not just all plush and sweet and, you know, wallowing about in your mouth. It has something to it, a backbone to it.
Yeah.
If I say it's mineral, I think it may come to mean something to people, which to me means a bit of sharpness, elegance, crispness. And I think the more we can do to kind of define that and agree it, the better.
Yeah, okay. And earlier you mentioned about salts in the soils and things like that. I've never tasted potassium in a solution. I know what salt tastes like,
yep.
But there's like people, when scientists talk about salts, they're not just talking about salt that you put on your fish and chips.
Yep.
They're talking about a group of chemicals, really.
Yep.
Do you talk about minerality from that point of view?
I think you can occasionally. Again, going back to the mineral water thing, you know, I've tasted some mineral waters. I do a lot of judging in the Central Europe and Georgia and around Georgia and that area, Hungary. And they have some mineral waters there that are sold. And, you know, people believe they kind of have health-giving properties. And they're incredibly, intensely salty, but it's mineral salts. It's, you know, like Epsom salts and all these minerals that some of us have had experience of. Andrew's liver salts, you know, all of these things.
Yeah.
You know, and you get this character in these waters. And so if grapes are grown in similarly mineral conditions, you don't have to have taken a spoonful of potassium to know what it tastes like. You know there is something mineral about the quality of that water, and I think you can tell there's something mineral about the quality of some wines.
Okay, maybe I need to look at mineral waters, because that would then give me a neutral medium to explore it.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, back to the theory about does the vine processes this stuff so it doesn't go straight into the grapes, but it gives you some kind of framework that this water has taken the minerals from the earth, the ground that it has been in, so why doesn't the vine?
Although, I always think about Joel Peterson from Ravenswood, and I did an interview with him about 4 years ago, and he said something to me that really sunk in. He says, often when grapes adapt to a particular soil type, it's not because of what the soil's got. It's often because what it's lacking.
Mm.
And because it's lacking something, the grape grows and adapts to that lack.
Oh, interesting.
And then, therefore, that can express itself. It's a bit like hydrangeas can either be blue or pink depending on the acidity of the soils.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And so
right,
you
right.
can see how the soils can have a physiological change in the plant, but he seems to think it's more of a lack of something as opposed to something being there.
Yeah, something
positive. So if you've got lots of salts in the soils, it may not necessarily be the salts there, but because the salts there, that may change the alkaline levels or acidity levels in the soils or something like that.
Fantastic, so, yeah. It may well be that. You might well be right. I'm not convinced there's a direct correlation between mineral soils and mineral taste. I'm not convinced of that at all.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that at least one winemaker that I have polled, or we have polled, has said he thinks it might be.
All right, Tom. I think we'll wrap it up there.
Fantastic, Chris.
Thanks
Thank you very
much.
Mate.
Cheers.